This chazar zeichen nishma b'vachy cheskel shagam and yehudim sechet chulin daf nun vav. Zok the mission the following things in a bird make it a treifa. If the veshet is punctured, if the kana is cut, if a weasel bit the bird on its head in a place that would make it a treifa, meaning a place where it would have punctured the membrane of the brain. If the kurkuvin, the gizzard, is punctured, or if the intestines are punctured. If the bird fell into a fire and its internal organs became shriveled from the fire and their color changed. If they turn green, it's a treifa. If they turn red, it's kosher. If a person stepped on the bird or hit it against the wall, or if an animal crushed the bird, in all these three cases, the bird is in a fula. But if afterwards the bird still fluttered and remained alive for 24 hours after the incident and was then shechted, it's kosher, although an internal examination would be required. Zok the Gemara, with regard to the bird that was bit on the head by the weasel, Rav Shmuel and Levi say that one examines a bird by putting his finger into the mouth and pushing up at the roof of its mouth. If brain matter is forced out of the head, it's a treif. It means the membrane was punctured as well, but if it does not, it's kosher. This makes sense according to the view that only when the lower membrane is punctured as well will the animal or bird become a treif. However, according to the view that even a puncture of the upper membrane without a puncture of the lower membrane will make it a treif, this test doesn't prove that it's not a treif because it may be that the upper membrane was punctured. If the upper membrane was punctured, when he applies the pressure to the roof of the mouth, it would have caused the lower membrane to break and allow the brain matter through. Because the lower membrane it's not a strong membrane, so if it doesn't happen, it means that the upper membrane is not punctured. Ziwi said there is no way to properly examine a bird that was bitten on the head by a weasel. The reason is that a weasel's teeth are very thin, and therefore, even if they puncture the membrane, the test that we just described before is not going to result in the brain matter making it through these tiny little holes. Even if it's a tiny hole, the brain matter should make it through. Rishai said the teeth are curved, with the result that the hole in the skull does not line up with the hole in the membrane. That's why it would prevent the brain matter from coming through. Mar says, when Ze'iri went up to Nahardo, he sent a message. What I said earlier, that there's no effective examination, is actually a mistake. Rather, in the name of Rish Lakish, it was said that one can examine with the method described above, by Rav Shmuel Levi, like we said, but one should not examine by running his nail over the area of the membrane to see if he can feel a hole, because doing so may cause a hole that didn't previously exist. Rabbi Yechanan says that one may even examine by running his nail over the area of the membrane. The Gemara says that Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yechanan argue in the same machlokes as there was between Rabbi Yehuda and Nechemya. One would examine such a bird by pressing on the roof of the mouth, and the other would run a needle over the area of the membrane. The one who would examine by pressing inside the mouth asked the other, how long will you continue to destroy the money of the Eden? The needle causes holes, which you're going to unnecessarily consider to be a treifa. The one who examined with the needle said to the other, how long will you continue to allow Eden to eat treifas? The Gemara says, we can prove from a braisa that it's Rabbi Yehuda who said that who would examine by pressing up from the inside of the mouth. Because the Bryce says, Rishon Allah's name Rabbi Yehuda said, we examine a bird that was bitten by a weasel on the head by using our hand, not with our nail. If the skull is broken, the bird is a treifa, even if the membrane was not punctured. We see from this Bryce that Rabbi Yehuda would examine with his finger from the inside of the mouth. Rechemar, the Bryce first says that there's an effective way to examine such an injury, and then it says that it's automatically a treifa, suggesting that there is no way to examine such an injury. What's pshat? And tomorrow, the second part of the Bryce is referring to a bird of the water, type of bird which has no membrane over there by the brain, which the Gemara explains to mean that it does have a membrane, but it's a very weak membrane, and therefore a puncture in the skull alone will make it a treifa because the membrane will surely puncture as well. Mara says, Rav Nachman asked Rav Onon, you have said that Shmuel would examine such a bird by hand, and Rav Huna has told us that Rav would do so as well. However, Levi told a braisa that says that a puncture in the skull alone makes a bird a treifa. Rav Onon said the braisa refers to the bird of the water. Rav Chanan sent such a bird for a ruling to Rav Masna, who said it was kosher. Rav Chanan asked, based on the braisa of Levi that we brought down before, Rav Masna answered that the braisa refers to the bird of the water. Zok Mara Vaiter Shizbi would peel off the membrane and hold it against the sun to see if there was a puncture in it. Rav Yema would examine it with water. He would empty the brain from the skull via the mouth and then fill it with water. If it leaked out, it meant there was a hole in the membrane. That's Rashi's first explanation. Rav Acha bar Yaakov would run a piece of straw over it to see if it got caught in the puncture. Rav Shizbi said, our geese, since they're always in the water, are like birds of the water and become a treifa with a puncture to the skull alone. Okay, the Mishnah said, Nafla Le'ur. Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Shmuel Levi said, the size that must become green to make it a treif is the same size for a puncture, even the smallest amount. Rabbi Yosef, the son of Rabbi Shmuel Levi, asked his father, what if the liver became green in a place where it's against the intestines? He answered, it would be a treifa. In fact, if that entire part of the liver was removed, then the bird would not be a treifa. So why is it a treifa if it turned green? And for the Gemara, Rava said, if the liver gets green in that area, it means that the injury from the fire penetrated that far in, which makes the bird a treifa. Mark continues, Rabbi Shmuel Levi had a chicken that was burned by fire, and he sent it for a ruling to Rabbi Lazar HaKapa Beribi, saying that the intestines had turned green. He ruled that it was kosher. He asked, our Mishnah says if it turns green, it's a treifa. He answered, that's only true when the gizzard, the heart, or the liver turn green, since they're normally red. However, the intestines are always green, and therefore it doesn't make it a treifa. Abraisa says this as well. Rabbi Yitzchok bar Yosef had a chicken that was burned by fire, and he sent it for a ruling to Rabbi Avo, saying that the intestines had turned green. I'm sorry, that the intestines had turned red. He ruled that it was a treifa. Yes, our Mishnah says only if the internal organs are green, it's a problem. If it's red, it's kosher. He said the Mishnah means if the red organs turn green, or if the green organs turn red, then the bird is a treifa. When the Mishnah said that if they're red, it's kosher, it was referring to the heart, the gizzard, and the liver, which are always red. The Gemara says, Rishmul Rechi, in the name of Rav Mani, said, if red organs become green, but when it's boiled in water, it became red again, it's kosher. The reason is that this shows that it became green only because of smoke, not because of actually being burned by the fire. Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, we can say this rule in an opposite way as well. If a red organ did not turn green, but when boiled, they later became green, it's a trefa because we now see that they were burned in the fire. Rav Ashi said, based on this, a person should not eat a bird that fell into a fire without boiling its organs first. The Gemara argues and says it doesn't have to be done, because we don't have to assume a problem when there's not one that's apparent. Okay, the Mishnah said, Drasa utrafa bakoisel. Rabbi Lozman, I take as the name of Rabbi Lozman, the son of Rabbi Yane, said, in all these cases, even if the bird lives 24 hours, it still has to be examined before it can be eaten. Zok, the next mission of following a kosher birds, if its kana was punctured or split lengthwise, if a weasel bit it on its head, we're in a place where it would not become a trefa, meaning I'm not opposite the brain, if the crop was punctured. Rabbi says, even if the crop was removed, if the intestines came out but were not punctured, if the wing bones were broken, if the leg is broken, or if its feathers were plucked. Rabbi Huda says, if the cover of feathers, which are the short ones against the body, which don't even have stems, if they were removed, it becomes a trefa. Zokti Gemara Brisa says, when Rav Simon and Rav Tzedek traveled to make a leap year in Lud, they spent Shabbos in Oina and Paskin regarding a uterus like Rebbe's ruling regarding a crop. Does this mean that they Paskin two rulings, that the removal of the uterus makes the animal a trefa, and like Rebbe regarding the removal of the crop that it does not make a trefa? Or does he mean that they Paskin regarding the uterus like Rebbe holds regarding the crop, that removal does not make it a trefa, but with regard to the crop, they actually did not agree with Rebbe? Take Ublaib Tashailo. Where it continues, Rabbo, Rabbi Shuman Levi said, the roof of the crop is treated like the veshet. The smallest puncture over there would make it a trefa. Rabbi explained that this is talking about the part of the crop that is pulled towards the veshet. The Mishnah said, Yotzu b'nei me'eho. Rabbi Shuman Yitzchak said, this is only if the intestines were not put back in upside down. If that was done, it becomes a trefa. We learn from a pasuk that doing so in a human would make the person die. Mara says, a mice, an Armenian, saw another man fall off the roof and have his stomach split open and his intestines spill out. He took this man's son and made believe he was shechting the son in front of the father. This caused the father to get weak and groan, which drew the intestines back in. After that, he stitched up the person's stomach and the person was able to live.